So within respect to the two of those, value proposition and the customer segment, we also not only need to think about the channels, how we're going to deliver those particular services or products, what is the relationship that customer is expecting between the company and themselves. So again, face-to-face is maybe one option for you. Is it a personal assistant? When you buy a car or you buy a home, you are essentially assigned a salesperson. So that salesperson shows you different options, explains the features and benefits. It's a very heavily sales type of a focus type of a thing, right? We may have, even with respect of a dedicated, I mean, this is another level of that, a dedicated personal assistant that's over the life of a product. So again, I talked about that private client services that banks like Wells Fargo offer. Literally, they call me and say, hey, you know, it's time to rebalance your portfolio. Or, hey, guess what? I see this thing out there. I really think you need to consider something. Or here's a life-changing event that I'm aware that's happened to you. We need to have this discussion to go talk about various kinds of things. So those are within the face-to-face realm. But that's not the only way that people are going to go ahead and interact with you. Phone might be a very interesting way to do that. Has anybody ever purchased anything from Zappos? I mean, Zappos is, their big deal is their phone service. And so a phone service, you don't want to, this would be one, if that's your part of your customer relationship, you probably don't want to outsource that to India, because obviously those people are a little bit harder for us Americans to understand. And if that's part of your value proposition to go do that, if you think about Zappos, I mean, they sell shoes just like everybody else, but quite frankly, it's about that experience, and it's about that person on the phone. You know, I called them up to buy a pair of boots, and I said, you know what, I'm always troubled about getting the right size and so on and so forth. The guy says, listen, why don't you buy 3 pairs of shoes? You know, buy them in a whole array, buy them in the wide, buy them in the regular, buy them a size bigger, and then just send back the 2 that you don't want. Well, you know, it's free return. Now, that compares to a recent pair of adventure pants I recently purchased, had on the website. It was very clear. It says we have a 100% return policy. The pants were about $130. I purchased them. They didn't fit. I said, okay. They said, oh, but shipping is on you to go send them back. You ever try to send somebody something to Europe? The shipping was nearly as much as the pants were. So there's no chance of me ever returning that. So even though they offered a 100% return policy, unless I lived in Italy, for example, I was not going to be able to return those, because it was just the cost. Shipping was quite prohibitive. So phones may be an ideal way to differentiate you from the masses out there. An automated system is another way that people like to deal. If you've ever purchased a computer on Dell, you make a decision on type of a platform, they walk you through, and then they give you a variety of different options, and they build a list for you. One of my clients that we used to have was a crane company. And if you ever think about those big cranes that you see out there, no two are ever alike, because it all has to be designed based upon your particular requirements. How long is the boom that you need? What kind of grippers are you going to, the tools on the end, are you going to go ahead and need? What kind of tracks do you need based on the soil types that you have or where you're operating? How big a motor do you need? How big a cab do you need to go ahead and support that? Those types of things. Everything was a one-off solution to go off and do that. So an automated system, similar to the one that Dell does, for example, kind of walks you through that whole process and says, hey, listen, we're not going to go sell you this because it doesn't work with this particular computer, but it's completely automated through that entire process. And maybe that's part of your customer relationship. Again, that's part of why somebody might want to do business with you. Self-service is another example. Walmart. If you've ever gone to Walmart, there's nobody there that can really help you. I went in there, purchased a TV not too long ago, and I had done all my research online. I knew exactly what kind of TV I wanted. I went down there to Walmart, and I said, all right, I did not see the particular model that I really wanted, and I went into the Walmart, and I called an associate over there, and I said, can you help me with that? I said, what can you tell me about that TV? He told me it was color. I was like, Boy, that was really what I was looking for. He didn't really know a whole lot. Quite literally, I got in my car, drove down to Best Buy. I went in there looking for that same one. The guy says, listen, I can sell you that, but let me tell you what the pros and cons of that particular model is. And I said, I didn't see that online. He said, here, go sit over there. Here's a website. Go ahead and do all these reviews or whatever. Come back and talk to me. I mean, it was a two-hour-long process. Needless to say, I bought a different TV than I'd done all the research, but he guided me down that path. So there's a whole different piece about being self-serviced or literally being walked through in a face-to-face model. They both sold televisions. They just had a different customer relationship experience between those two. I'm very happy with that particular TV. Quite frankly, if I'd bought the same one at Walmart, I probably wouldn't have been as happy. I had to second-guess myself for various decisions. Communities is maybe another way, the customer relations. Anybody use Reddit? So, I mean, Reddit is a community where people pose questions or provide answers, and people participate. So all Reddit does is provides a platform, but people provide content, very similar to the next one, which is what we'll call co-creation, which is like YouTube. YouTube creates the platform, but they don't own the content. You own the content, right? You develop the video, you upload it to YouTube, you get your own channel, you get your own subscribers, those kind of things. So all they do is provide a platform. You're going to go do that. So those are the kinds of different types of customer relationships that exist out there.